I'm glad you've enjoyed the show as much as I have. I'm Shelley Ware on ABC Radio. Broadening employment opportunities for people living with disabilities should be a priority for everyone. The recent Disability Royal Commission findings have found there is a lack of appropriate support. Paul Brown, social entrepreneur, CEO and co-founder of Jigsaw, is here to tell us more. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Well, thank you. Tell us about the work that you do at Jigsaw.
Sure. So Jigsaw is a social enterprise that trains and transitions people with disability into award wage employment. To break that down a little bit, the model is comprised of three elements. We provide training for people with disability post-school to get the skills and capabilities of work. The second stage of our model is to provide paid work experience to give people with disability that first job experience. And then finally, we transition people who are job ready into mainstream employment. And so that three-tiered model currently operates in Sydney, Brisbane, and is soon to open in Melbourne in June. And to date, we've trained close to 300 people with disability and created 100 award wage jobs. So we're at the start of something special, and we think the three-tier model is quite an innovation in this space.
I think you are onto something special. Well done to everyone at Jigsaw. It's fantastic work. What were the findings of the Disability Royal Commission?
Yeah, so it was really interesting, and I guess this is, you know, one of the reasons we started Jigsaw back in 2014, some concerns with the employment space for people with disability. And some of the key findings from the report were that, particularly in the employment services space, there was a significant lack of support, both for the employee and the employer, particularly around that kind of job preparation for people with disability and also ongoing support for the employer. Secondly, good job matching. So, you know, ensuring that the person, their capabilities, their interests match the job. And unfortunately, you know, those two elements really lacking. We've seen some really poor outcomes come out of the employment services. You know, close to 70% of people with disability lose their jobs within 3 months. And obviously, this is a $1 billion spend per year from government. So there are some quite significant concerns around, you know, how we as a sector move forward and how we ensure not only are we preparing people for work correctly, but how we're setting up and ensuring organisations are in place to create sustainable employment.
So would you say that the disability employment services are failing at the moment?
I think there are some clear challenges, obviously, you know, and the report has really pinpointed those around the lack of support, the good job matching. But I think the sector as a whole is really struggling with this, and particularly around that element of, you know, preparation for work. We at Jigsaw have a belief that people prepare best for work through work. And what we're seeing is a real lack of programs, organisations who are set up to provide training and work experience, particularly post-school for people with disability, to ensure that they're set up for success. Secondly, I don't think there's enough focus on that job match. I think the sector is put under a lot of pressure to fix unemployment rates in our space specifically and just get people into jobs. And I guess what we're failing to do there is take a bit of time to ensure that it's the right person for the job. And obviously, you know, ongoing support programs as well being a real challenge, leading to you know, that statistic I mentioned earlier around 70% of people with disability losing their job within 3 months. So I think clearly employment services have some real challenges, but I think a sector as a whole need to really look at this around the way we best prepare candidates and also support employers.
Do you think that comes from people thinking they know best for people and telling them what they need instead of asking them?
That is a challenge. I think the perception of disability is really really outdated, if you like. I think, you know, there are incredible people with incredible talents and skills and varying disabilities and abilities, and I think we don't have a good understanding of that. One of the challenges out of the commission said that, you know, there's not enough expertise around disability and around ensuring that employers and employees are set up for success. So I think, to your point, yes, that is a challenge. But I think, you know, we've really got to focus on, you know, getting people job ready and showing employers what talent pool is out there, because I think it's a lot more diverse than what people think.
Absolutely. What sort of training does Jigsaw offer?
So we've built a training framework which is delivered in a workplace. So we actually run a business to deliver this training. There are 20 employment capabilities mapped to entry-level corporate and government roles. And I guess our real focus is on those transferable employment skills, you know, those skills that you pick up in that first job when you're a teenager, or when you go out and do work experience at school, things like communication, punctuality, reliability, you know, and there's a skill set of about 20 of these. They're the trainings that we focus on. We deliver that in a group setting, one-to-one, and also through work experience to ensure that people genuinely prepare for work through work.
So is there data available that shows which workforce has the most demand and can take on people with a disability?
I think, as I said earlier, it's really quite diverse. You know, people with disability are all different stages of their life, whether they've been out of the workforce for some time or whether they're, you know, looking for that entry level position. Where Jigsaw's really focusing at the moment is entry level. And the reason we're doing that, number one, there's obviously a huge number of people with disability coming out of school looking for that next step and that clear pathway to employment. But secondly, building confidence in employers we think is really important. And by starting, you know, at entry levels and by really focusing on getting people into the business, starting to, you know, spread the diversity of the workforce, we think that, you know, that's going to lead to employers building more confidence in then hiring at a higher level, even up to board level.
I like that, up to board level. I'm Shelley Ware on ABC Radio and I'm talking to Paul Brown, social entrepreneur, CEO and co-founder of Jigsaw. Is the staff at Jigsaw trained to assist and train like people and potential employers?
Yeah, so we have, you know, we're really selective over the staff that we employ to not only prepare our trainees, we call them, for the workforce and for, you know, their career. We employ a lot of occupational therapists and speech pathologists and really great support workers as well to help, you know, give people an experience that develops them the workforce, and then we have a specialist team of people who are working with employers to help them understand the practicalities of working alongside with people with disability. You know, there are a number of good organisations out there that focus on all the policies and procedures that you need to have in place, but there's nothing better than having a good support program in place to ensure that, you know, when you have to you know, provide feedback to a person with disability, how do you do that? You know, how do you get the best out of them? How do you tailor the way you deliver their kind of tasks? You know, these are all really practical skills that our team have huge knowledge on now, working in this space for close to 10 years, working with, you know, the 300 people with disability, you know, all different types of disability and all different stages of their employment journey. So we've got a team at Jigsaw that are really set up for something special, you know, around preparing people but also setting up the employers for success.
And has that come from a lot of conversations with people with disabilities and being a part of their employment process?
Yeah, something we're really proud of as an organisation is we spent about 5 to 6 years building and crafting the Jigsaw model and working really closely with our community to get it right. What we didn't want to do was just think we had the answers and just start to scale. You know, the NDIS is an incredible tool that, you know, gives people with disability the funding to receive this support. So there's an easy path to scale in some respects, but one thing that we wanted to do was make sure we had the model, you know, absolutely right. And so we spent 5 to 6 years working with our community, getting the model right. And it was only in 2020, a tough year, but that was when we commenced our scale and we opened Brisbane. It's now full with, you know, within a year, and we're opening Melbourne in June. So we're really proud of that, you know, taking time to work with the community to actually get it right and build it for them.
So how can social enterprises improve disability employment outcomes?
So I think, you know, the great thing about social enterprises, they just look at things very differently. You know, we've seen from the Commission report that, you know, the Disability Employment Services system and the Australian Disability Enterprise system is struggling and it has some real challenges. Social enterprises think about it really differently. And, you know, our point of this difference is around preparing for work, through work. And, you know, I think government's set up, you know, in many respects for success here. We've got the NDIS, which is providing this funding to people to get the training and the support, which is fantastic. And Jigsaw's, you know, really built around that. But secondly, I think one area that government really needs to look at is how do we better utilise that $1 billion spend every year that currently all goes to employment services And how do we think about social enterprise who create jobs in some cases the same as or better outcomes than employment services? How do we incentivize them to keep growing and keep doing the work that they're doing? Because there's an incredible array of interesting models, interesting ways of getting people with disability into work. And we're really excited about that kind of movement of social enterprise.
And just going back to when you said about Queensland being full, how many people can you train at any given time, and how many people are you looking to train in Victoria?
Yeah, so we've got 110 trainees across the week in our Brisbane hub. And obviously we've got, you know, plans to scale beyond that within Queensland. And also, most importantly, Jigsaw is a pathway model. So, you know, it's all about giving people the training, the work experience at a pace that works for them, and then placing them into work and obviously opening up that spot for another person. So it's 110 at capacity in a single site. But and that's what exactly what we're going to be rolling out in June this year in Abbotsford in Melbourne. And we're really excited to go to Melbourne. I think we've got a proven model that's now working in Sydney and Brisbane. And we're really excited to take it to Victoria and support Victorians with disability on their employment journey.
I could imagine there are people listening all around Australia thinking, when are you going to make it over to WA and places like that? Is that part of your 5-year plan, 10-year plan?
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a plan, first and foremost, to get to 6 sites and WA and South Australia included in that. But we've also got online options and partnership options as well, which we're really focusing on. We as an organisation want to create change. We want to, you know, share our model if it is successful with others, because all we want to see is more and more people with disability in the workforce. So we're going to be working hard with partners. We're going to be working hard on the model that we have already to get to as many people as we can over the coming years, because, you know, that's why we set this thing up. It's not to become a really big organisation. It's to create change.
So how did Jigsaw come about for you?
So I was fortunate enough to co-found Jigsaw with Laura and Jordan O'Reilly, who grew up with a brother with disability. And you know, what we really saw with Shane, Jordan and Laura's brother, was, you know, just incredible ambitions to work, wanted to work, had the skills to work, but the system and the structures weren't in place to allow him to do that. And, you know, the three of us, you know, said that's not good enough. That's not fair for Shane. He can work. So let's build a different way of doing it. And that's really the start of all this. We just wanted to provide better opportunities for Shane and his peers. And then what we found was that, you know, this model really started to become interesting to others and started to create outcomes. And I guess that's why we continue to do what we do and try and share it as broadly as possible.
And is Shane now helping with Jigsaw, or has he got his own employment going?
Unfortunately, Shane passed away in 2011, so, you know, close to the very beginning of this journey. So I guess that's our driver every day, is to make change for him and for his peers. And we really think that this model is, and other work that we do in this space is set up to do that. So, it's very much in Shane's memory, the work that we do, but it's about supporting as many people as we can now to create a more sustainable employment outlook for them and their families.
I'm sure that Shane would love knowing that Jigsaw is helping others, and it's because of him. So well done to you and everyone for continuing the work.
Thank you, Shelley.
So Jigsaw is all about changing statistics with a holistic approach, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as I said, it's about how do we take a person from post-school to mainstream employment at a pace that works for them? So it's about joining up training, paid work experience and transitions so that we can actually, you know, support people on their whole journey from kind of that first day leaving school and going, okay, what does my employment career look like, to actually placing them into a job and providing ongoing support to make sure that that's sustainable and long-term. And so we feel that that gap that we're plugging is really, really critical. You know, historically, you would be jumped around from service provider to service provider, depending on what support you were looking for. If we can join all that up, we feel that we can have a lot better success when it comes to the support that's required, but also, you know, matching them with the right role.
So what can business owners who might be listening today, or people interested in a partnership with you, do to provide opportunity?
There are two ways business owners can get involved and firstly, we have a business that we operate that creates those paid work experience opportunities. It's a document and data management business. And, you know, we're looking for more contracts. We want to work with companies who have a document data management kind of need. We have an incredible workforce. We have a large workforce and traineeships of people who can support and deliver outcomes. So we're really looking to talk to as many businesses as possible who can outsource work for us. And then most importantly, we want businesses who are keen to employ, who want to make this change, who want to put a target on their organisation and actually say, no, we want to employ more people with disability, and this is a number that we're targeting. And Jigsaw's there to support them from an organisation that might have no experience of this whatsoever through to more confident organisations. We're there to support. And, so that's our call out, really, to business owners. Get in touch and let's talk about how we as a collective can move this dial.
And for people living with a disability who want to participate, how can they do that?
Yeah, so jump straight on our website, www.jigsawaustralia.com.au. It's really self-explanatory over what we provide, the supports that we can offer, and also where we're based. And there's links obviously there to get in touch and get in touch. Our community engagement team would contact you straight back and have a conversation about what your employment goals are and how we can best support.
Sounds like there's a lot going on. Well done to you and the team there, Paul. It's absolutely amazing. So that website is jigsawaustralia.com.au, and you can make sure you can get in touch if you're a business owner or someone looking for a partnership or someone living with a disability who'd like some extra support for employment. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you, Shelley.
It's wonderful. Keep up the great work. That was Paul Brown, social entrepreneur, CEO and co-founder of Jigsaw. It's time